Later. We'll actually take it from the top of Chesed and Beis. Hey, you know what? Since you're the only one here, I might as well take it from the bottom of Chesed and Ralph. We'll catch you up a little bit. The third line from the bottom. Rabbi Ba and Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Shul both said, anytime two people require an individual, a defendant, to pay money, in other words, they find him liable to pay, one witness will require him to take an oath. This is a basic principle. Two witnesses you pay, one witness you must swear. Okay? You're the defendant. It's always the principle throughout Torah, with the rare exception. So, so they ask the question, two people make you liable for karka. In other words, if they say that you stole some land, you got to give it back, and yet in the same scenario, if one witness will make comes along and says you stole land, you don't take an oath, right? So it's axiomatic by us, so no shvua by real estate. There's only shvua by metalin. So that's not a parallel case, not a good case. So the knas, two people make you liable to a fine, right? So make you liable to a fine would seem that one person should also make you liable for an oath. We know it's not true. One person does not make you liable for an oath in terms of fines. So again, shani shenish by knas. There's no shvua by a knas. What about two people make you liable for a pruta? In other words, they can make you liable to pay a pruta. And it should be instead of a cheni, one is not make you take an oath on a pruta. Now the reason is because, how do we know that that's so? Because it says it's ninon, we learn shvuas ha-dayanim, the shvua which dayanim impose on an individual, which is the class case of moed b'miktzas, where somebody concedes, you know, a partial confession to whatever he's being claimed. We learned that shvuas ha-dayanim are tainah shtei kesef. The claim must be at least two silver dollars, v'odoya shavah pruta, and the concession, must be in order to be liable in shvua, must be a shavah pruta. It must be a shavah pruta. Now, that's how we're focusing on. What we're focusing on is the claim. In other words, if you have a case where two witnesses make you liable, so two witnesses make you liable no matter what the amount is. There's no small claims court limitation on how small the court case can be. But here we see that if there's a responsibility generated out of for a shvua outside of instead of two eidim, so then you need to have at least a claim of two silver dollars. It's not enough to have a claim of a pruta. So we see that whatever two eidim do, one eid can't require shvua in that case, because two eidim require you to pay even on as low a sum as a pruta. Whereas one witness will not require to take a shvua unless it's a minimum of a $2 claim. So we see that minimum applies by one witness, whereas it doesn't apply by two witnesses. So says the Gemara, Masisi b'shenish by b'pif. Our mission is to tell you about when you take a shvua on your own say so. But Rabbi Shmuel said about eid echad is even if eid echad is where the shvua is claimed for somebody else's meaning. It's a very big chiddush, the Gemara says, and Rav Chis is going to argue in it. But he says that even though when you concede on your own, they asked me that the claim was at least two silver dollars, and you could see the proof of that. But where somebody else requires you to take a shvua, because there's an eid echad, in that case, even if the eid echad is mechayev you less than $2, whatever is mechayev, you have to take a shvua. In other words, don't think that the parameters of eid echad are similar to the parameters of you yourself. You yourself, locked in battle with your plaintiff, the plaintiff has a claim $2, you have to concede whatever you concede in order to be a chayav b'shvua moed b'miktzas. But where there's edim involved, one witness involved, so that no matter what the shear is, he already is mechayav you to take a shvua. It doesn't matter. In other words, even if the plaintiff is claiming one pruta, and Eid Echa testifies on his behalf, you already have to take a shvua against that. Okay? So actually what it comes out, which is actually the way halacha goes in this matter, it comes out that there are three types of shvuas to raisa. Actually, two types of shvuas to raisa. There are three types of chiyuvim to raisa. One chiyuv to raisa is two witnesses. Two witnesses make you chayiv, period, whatever they testify. The other type of chiyuv is a chiyuv shvua by moedim emiktas. But moedim emiktas is only you. The claim was at least two silver dollars, and the confession was a pruta. By a case of Eid Echad, no matter what the size of the claim is, you still have to take a shvua. Again, these are all the raisa. Okay? That's what this the Rav Shmuel says. Rav Chisa Chavruse Plige. Rav Chisa and his friends argue. This is what we got up to actually last night. Chisa and his friends argue. They say shvua sadayonim kol shvua sadayonim. When it says shvua sadayonim, there has to be a minimum of a two silver dollar claim. That means all shvua sadayonim, meaning even the shvua of an eid taken when an eid echad comes, there's got to be a minimum of a $2 claim. Without the $2 claim, the shvua doesn't start. So actually, shvua does say, even though when real witnesses come, there's no small claims court limit down, right? There's no minimum. When we're talking about a case, however, where there's shvua involved, then according to Rav Chisda, then there is a limit down. The limit down is
$2. Well, it makes sense from the logical thing. Otherwise, you have frivolous claims all the time, right?
No, you're right. There is logic to it, right? That we don't want to have frivolous suits requiring shmuel. It certainly does make sense. I'm not denying that. Okay? Beats me. I don't remember. I think we pass on the eight echidos no matter what. But I'm not sure about that. Says Mara, lo shani me pi, baby pi acherim. It makes the shmuel. Adayarim, one second. Ben Shomer mi piv. Bemi pi acherim. I think there's something missing here. Maybe bemi acherim. Should be right. The pain motion changed. I missed it when I was preparing. It should be lo shai baby vechen lo nochai v'achetei atayna. It should be shtei kesef here. It should say shtei kesef. It should be that the taina is $2 and the doya can be a shavar pruta. So that's like we said, in order to prevent frivolous lawsuits, there has to be a minimum claim. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan said, let's say I claim that you stole something from me. Ain't chayev, the other guy is not required to take a shvua. Unless he partially concedes the point. The chokhavrei pligin and lovi, and everybody argues on this and says not true. Even if he's not moed b'miktas, he still is liable to a shvua. Says Amara, wait a minute. Chavroi, what do all the friends of Rabbi Yochanan do with that which says in Pasuk? It says that Asher Yomar Kihuzeh. He says it's like this, meaning that the defendant said gives a story. It's made a mixas, not completely. So. It says Shkiel Marshir Markiuzer, which is talking about Moedim Miktas, and it's obviously talking about also a case where Toyin Tainis Ghana, because it says, even between a moment, it was a case strictly of a monetary claim without a Gneva, but in that case, we say, Yishalim Shnayim Reu, you pay two to your friend, and there it says, Yishalim Shnayim Reu. There it says, it's talking about a case, that Parsha, in Shmos, actually in the sixth Parsha, it says, you pay double. So if it talks about paying double, it must be a case of Toyin Tainis Ghanim. You say the other guy stole from you. This right, yeah, Shomer. You claim the Shomer stole the object which was given to him. That's right. So, so if that's the case, we chayra to a raya against the chaverim. The chaverim say that you don't have to be money mitzvahs in order to be liable for a shvuah and tzayin tanis ganav. Yet the parsha seems to imply that the two things are connected: money mitzvahs and tzayin tanis ganav. Says the Gemara in answer, Beiruve Parshas Ishkan. No, the Parshas are mixed up. But this is a standard thing also in the Bavli, that even though it seems like it's Toyin Tanis Ganov, and we're talking about a Kiki Uze, the Moed mixes the context of the Toyin Tanis Ganov, it's not the case at all. The Parshas are mixed up. In other words, there's several issues being discussed, there's several strands which are not necessarily connected. And over Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira takes this step further. He says, "Ein uchayv achia kfir shtei kesef. You're not liable until in the denial there's $2 chutz mina adoyim. Besides the confession, meaning it's not. Meaning you have to claim $2 in a pruta, and he concedes a pruta." Because he holds not that the claim has to be $2, but rather that the gap has to be $2, the gap between the claim and what you concede. So now, how do you learn that out, right? This is not, if you're going to learn that the Parsha is talking about Toyin Tanis Ganav, there's no way of learning that from the Parsha. So it says, Umar, rather, Isa Kichavroi Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to learn some friends of Rabbi Yochanan. That even though it's talking about Kneva in the Parsha, it's also talking about separately the concept of money mitzvahs, and the two strands work independently. Okay? Now, getting back to our Mishnah. Manali biyadcha. Yeah, well, the case that Mishnah gave, it says, you owe me $100, and that's what the plaintiff says. The defendant says, Ein lecha biyadi, you don't have any money in my hands. Potter, so he's exempt, the Mishnah said. In other words, see, that's the concept which we call Kofer HaKol. He denied everything. Kofer HaKol doesn't make a shua. So the Gemara says, what's going on here? Afilu kamali biyadcha, ein lecha biyadi potter. Why did they pick $100 dafka? Right? Now, the truth is, I'm not so misballed from the question, right? $100 is a standard, it's a standard claim. But the Gemara says, why did they pick a claim $100? So it says, the Gemara, Belakini. I'll tell you. This is the way to learn it. Manali biyadcha, ein lecha biyadi ela pruta chayev. We want to say the flip side. But the flip side is, you might have been mixed, even a pruta you're liable. Now that's a shtickle of chiddush, because a mon is $100 and a pruta is a penny. I mean, obviously not exactly, but you got the idea. So the chora, if I claim for you $100, you concede to me a penny, it's not might have been a taina. I claim for you apples and you concede to me oranges, and that's not the same continuum. So therefore there should be no shvua, because shvua is only might have mixed ha taina. And here the taina was different, Gemara is saying, maybe the taina is different than the response, right? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Tarvai, the Gemara actually stops here. This is the Gemara says that even if it's you respond to pruto, you're still liable. And the reason might be this reason is actually going to come later on clear. That when mana doesn't refer to specific coins, it refers to amounts. And pruta refers to, although it seems to refer to a coin, also refers to an amount. And therefore, the amount, the small amount, to have a large amount, can be construed as mitzvah.
So how do we hold? It's mitzvah, it can be less than the full amount, or less than half?
Yeah. Right, long shor pruta. We're going to get into great detail in a few minutes about the long shor pruta. The question is only in the claim, really, but the confession is can even be shor pruta. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, they both said, Tarai Army, they both said, Vuhu shehilva be'edim. This is only if you loan with witnesses, and that there's a, such a concept of maidim mikzas. But if you loan the money without witnesses, right? You didn't. There were no witnesses. So we have a migo, and here we have to throw in a line which comes up from later on, and it should be really here. The shpiach shatar so for the end over here. The yachum meimar lohil v'usani. he's got a Migo. He could say, since he could have said, you didn't loan me the money. So he's believed to say, Yochel Meimarle, he could say, that you loan me the money and I paid you back 50%. The fascinating thing, if there's no Adam around here, it's a Migo. He could have denied the whole business, right? He could have denied the whole loan. So Moide Mixos believed because of the Migo. Right? Migo that he could have been Koy Freko.
Right. So
he wasn't Koy Freko.
So why is he
Chai Shua? He isn't.
Oh,
he's only Chai Shua is their Adam. Now, the Bavli actually rejects this. I think it's Rabbi. I forget who it was, Rabbi or Rava. He says that's the classic. What kind of Migo is that? The classic Migo? The Oza, right. Because, look, we don't say Migo. Because lo chotzif inish, a person is not brazen enough to say to his baal chov, to say to his creditor, you know, well, I don't owe you anything. So therefore, he wants to get out of it by being moedim b'miktsas. So we don't give him ego because we say he would not have tainted that other taina. Nobody has that chutzpah. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, people do. But the old days, nobody has the chutzpah to get up and say, I deny everything. So therefore, the ego loses credibility. But Rabbi Yochanan held in this ego. So therefore, the only time you don't have is Migo when it's Migo b'makom edim. When the witness is around. And the witness is saying, you can't deny the loan altogether because we testified that the loan occurred. So then that deprives you of the Migo. Rabbi Yudan said, and we had this line earlier in the Sefta, but there the Shari Teresa changed the Girsa out of existence. But here, it's quite explicit. He says, Ein tapel choftes maf, Ein oiber b'mamon me'achar. We don't say by money me'achar. What does he don't say? Me'achar is the same thing in Yushami Sprach as Migo. Me'achar means since, just like in Aramaic, Migo means since. So an interesting, he holds that there's no such thing as Migo by dinim omnes. You can't respond to a taina via Migo. It's my balikasa because it's not clear. And I don't say because it's Migo de also. Or because there's a chiyuv shvu involved, just says no migo by money. You know, the Bavli holds there's no migo lahotzi. You know, you can't use a migo to extricate money, but here you can't even use a migo to defend himself. It's an amazing concept. Right. The Or Samech is one where who says it's not zeh is not apropos because there's no specific characteristic here which makes us unique from any other case. According to from this perspective, which is alludes to New Shami at least. So that's why you want to say it's not just this case, but universally. Okay? So it is amazing concept of Amri Migo Bamom, because the Bavli is full of Migo with the Imamunis, but here he's saying that it's not shy of such a thing. How can I tell? Bottom line, it certainly is bottom line for one of the two people.
Well, it's more strict. You can't get out of
obligations. Okay. The word miyachal is repeated here, and the whole next line is repeated. It's not necessary because we already learned it before. So let's skip down to line 3. Masisa pliga, a Mishnah argues on Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan said, we don't say, we would say, if there are no waiting, we would say migo. The Mishnah argues. Where does the Mishnah argue? Because it says, mana libi yotcha, the plaintiff says, you owe me 100 bucks, amar lo, hein. He says, yes. The next day he says, Neuli, give me the 100 bucks that you confess yesterday you owe me. And the defendant says, Nisartivloch, I already gave them to you. Potter, he's exempt. He doesn't have to pay over again because he says, I gave it. He has the right to say, I gave it. Ein lecho b'yodi. However, if he says, I don't own it, I don't have it, if you don't owe me any, I don't owe you anything, then he's chayev. Why is it chayev? Chore, you should have him ego. You should say, well, Migo, they could have said I paid you back. Believe me, if I say I don't owe you anything. Right?
He's denying the existence of
the law. He's not denying the existence of... Yeah, he is denying the existence of the law, right. And we don't believe him to deny the existence of the law. But most questions, let's give him Migo. Since Migo, they could have said, I paid you back in the interim. So let's believe he says, I don't owe you any money to begin with. Yeah, but Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both said that you do say Migo. Remember, the brazen issue did not enter the discussion, Yerushalmi. So they both said, as long as there's no witnesses, you could say Migo. So here you see that you don't say Michal. You can't say Michal, right? So because it says here, you don't say that Ein Lecha Biyadi is Potter, because you could have said Nisati Vlach, so much you don't say Michal by money. And the Rav Rabbi Yochanan, I have this Akasha there. So the Gemara says, I don't think the Gemara gives an answer here. The Gemara goes on to the next issue. Manali Biyadcha. Vein Lecha. Oh, no. 1 second. No, okay. Manali Biyadcha. This is basically a case which are, let's see. Manali Biyadcha. Your man, Jabak, Vein Lecha Biyadi. No, I don't know you a thing. Asi Omar. Ravasi said, if you loan your money, your friend money, should always pay back with witnesses, which is a solid precaution anyway, right? But in any event, the Mara says, now let's skip down to right before the Mishnah, the line from Mishnah. The following Mishnah, we haven't learned it yet, argues on Ravasi. It says, Manali Biyotcha. A guy claims you owe me $100. Amalohain, the other guy concedes, says yes. The next day he says to him, Tanei leave, give it back to me. So he retorts, Nisati v'lecha, I already gave it to you, right? Potter. So he's exempt. And lecha b'yadi, if he claims I don't have it anymore, which we just learned a moment ago, he's chayev, because that is not believed. Now the question is, in this case, that why should he believe to say Nisati v'lecha? If you always had to pay back with Edim, so then he didn't pay back with Edim, so he should have no credibility, right? Ravasi just said, whenever you pay back with Edim. So as a guy believed to say Nisati v'lecha, he shouldn't be believed. So now let's go back to the line before this. This is all from the Mashbiach. Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Yavin said, no, you misunderstand Ravasi. He said, of course he didn't mean that you always pay back with this. Mil Sadasi, what Asi meant to say is that Amav Chaveh obeyed him. If the initial law was contracted with witnesses, then Lo Yachzor obeyed him. Then you have to return with witnesses. If the initial law was contracted without the benefit of witnesses, you don't need witnesses to give it back. Okay? Why the distinction? Because obviously one case much more likely to come to a court case, so therefore, much more likely to provide evidence in a court case, so therefore, you want to ensure that the evidence is accurate and not biased. In the case, so there's really no assumption of evidence because the whole loan took place not in front of Adam, so now you don't have to pay back in front of Adam either. Okay? Mishnah base, Monali Biyoko. A guy says, you owe me $100. Armelo Haney says, yes, I owe you. Well, we just learned this twice. Umacho Armar, and the next day he says, Naily, the creditor comes to the debtor and says, pay me. The Sati Lukai says, I paid you back already. But the little Potter is exempt. Why is he exempt? It's not called for a call, because called for a call is actually not believed at this point.
It's not a meagle, no.
He has the right to call, but since the Rambavos Chaber Beidim ain't sort of for Beidim, he doesn't have to pay back the witnesses. Well, actually, it doesn't even matter if they're Beidim or not here. It doesn't matter what the principle is. Since there are no Beidim, right? So even if he confesses, he said he paid it back in the interim. He says, so as they say, and he's believed. It's not a beagle because it's not because of another taina. This taina itself is believed. That I gave back to you. Ein lecha biyadi chayev. If he says, no, I don't owe you anything, then he's liable because that denies the outcome of the case. Manali biyadcha. Guy says, you owe me $100. Armelo, so he said, hey, I owe you $100. Al tifeu elabiv neidim. So the creditor says, I don't want you to pay back unless we're in front of witnesses. The next day, the creditor says, "Better to nay, you leave. Give it back to me." Amalose said, "Nisati v'lecha. I already gave it to you. Chayiv has got to be paying back again, right?" Should have heeded the warning and taken the stipulation seriously that he had to do it dafka for the Vedim, and since he did not, so therefore he loses. Okay? Says more further.
Okay.
I assume that there are. Cute. Okay, I assume that the same witnesses make that situation. Rabun said, now here, this is going on the last part of the mission where it says, don't give it to me in front of unless the Rebbe involved. Okay, it says, no, don't get in front of the Rebbe involved. So Rabun, derech mei odom lavos chavreim shlo veidim. The normal derech of people, or what people usually do, that even though they loan money without witnesses, when it comes to collecting money, they bring witnesses along. Okay? Loan money without witnesses, they collect with witnesses. So it says, the Mashbiach gives a different better pshat in that line. He says here that the reason why this line is brought down is in order to give the malve a koyach, which otherwise wouldn't have, because we want to give the malve the capacity to say that to require witnesses later on, even though he didn't require witnesses on the initial loan. So how can you say that? The loyve says, anyway, you don't trust me. You trust me to begin with. Well, all of a sudden, don't you trust me to require edim now? So that's what Rabbi Boone was coming to explain, that, you know, no, that's directly, that's Tevat Vorim. Tevat Vorim is you want to have, even if you didn't give the loan with witnesses, you want to have witnesses around at the time that the loan was paid back. Then he's entitled to demand it. That's basically what he's saying. Okay? Says Moravaiter, Marli Biotcha. The guy says, you owe me 100 bucks. Vamar lo, and he says, hey, yes. Alti Neili Elabifne Plenty Plenty. New fact, which you didn't have till now. Don't give it back to me. Don't pay it back unless we're in front of specific people, Reuven and Shimon. Lamachar Amar Lo Tenaili. The next day he says, give it to me. Reuven and Shimon are here. He says, Nasati Vilcho, I already gave it to you. Right? The debtor says, I already gave it to you. Chayim, he's liable. Shetuel Chayasel obeyed him. Because he's supposed to give it back in front of witnesses, and he didn't. Says Mara Gatz Mukha, okay, so fine. So imagine this case where he said, Nisati Vluchabaid, I already gave it to you in front of witnesses. So Tari Bar Kapor alert for a price. No. That's not enough. In that case, specifically if you mention witnesses, God, specifically people, Mamad, Plaini, and Plaini. Whenever so and so and so and there are there. Okay? So says Mara Gatz Mukha, Damale Mamad, Plaini, and Plaini. So says Amara, what about if he says, I already gave it in front of Reuven and Shimon? Yitaka says, I knew I was supposed to give it in front of Reuven and Shimon, and I did. So says Amara, in that case, you know what the halacha is? Rabbi Baba, Rabbi Nunan, Rabbi Plata, Rabbi B'Shem Rav said, Maisa Bolivne Rebbe. In such a case came from Rabbi Yudan Nasivar, and I said, well, Yavol, Ploni, Ploni. And I claim it, too. He says, we won't accept the validity of this document until the Edim come, the Edim which you stipulated that it should be delivered in front of them. Okay. Says Gemara Reisha Bo B'Shtar Chazaka. It's kind of off on a tangent. Let's say a guy comes to court, and he wants to use as many arrows from his quiver as possible. So what does he say? So he says, I have a star, and I've been there for 3 years to boot. Like belts and suspenders. He doesn't need both. But he says, I have a star, and I've been there for 3 years to boot. Okay? So says more, right? Rebbe says you judge the case on the basis of the document. You judge the case on the basis of his being there 3 years. Rebbe Yirmiya said Maisa Balifne should be in front of Rebbe Vahira. The case in front of Rebbe and he passed him Shin Gamlio, which means that you use the Chazaka, not the Shtar. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya, boy, and this is a little bit irrelevant to our style of learning. But the Mashbiach says Rabbi Yirmiyah in line before Rabbi Yirmiyah, this line are not the same Rabbi Yirmiyah. One's Rabbi Yirmiyah, the other's Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay? So Rabbi Yirmiyah, boy, clean Rabbi Zera. Ma, Machalva, she does it to Rabbi. I understand Rabbi contradicts himself. Tamana, ma, you're the Mishtar. There he says, use the document, meaning in the case, where, in the case we have Adim signed on the document, not signed. Yeah, but Adim signed the document. So he says, go follow the document, right? Yadam Shtar V'Kalamar, yet here he said Yadam V'Chazaka. He says that you should use the Chazaka. So which one is it? So it says the Gemara, Neymar, let's say Ad, it should be Ad the Chazar Bein. Says Mar, perhaps he reneged. In other words, right, once he felt one way, that he used the shtar, and then he changed his mind, came out to Shagamil, and says he used the chazaka. Says Mar, no. Vafil Tema, he would say, turn the page, be the lo chazar bay. Again, according to Shar, there is still a change of gears, so much be a similar. No, Rabbi did not change his mind. He says the primary issue is always the. And Rebbe, what's the primary issue? Chazaka. I said, why do you ask verification of the shtar? Says, why? He took care of a meticulous diet. Lo bigish Rebbe, allow me to meet the shalvalim. He wanted to see. The guy claims he's a shtar. Let's see if he's got a shtar. Let's see if he's pulling my leg and calling my bluff. So he really need to use a shtar. He really doesn't use a shtar. It's a chazaka, but it's like cross-examination. He wanted to see if the guy's telling the truth or not. Let him produce a shtar if he claims he's a shtar. Okay? Can't forge a chazaka.
But you have to get witnesses to say that he's been here for 3 years.
Right. It is a chiddush because the conventional wisdom has it that shtar replaces chazaka, or chazaka replaces shtar, but nevertheless, chazaka is much easier to prove. That's what I'm guessing.
You have to pick up two witnesses and say the roommate's been living
up this. Yeah, but how do you sustain a shtar? It's probably much harder to find those signatures to verify the star. That's what I would say.
It's
going to be hard to find, right? But to document the star is to document the chazaka, since it's such a public thing, it should be a relatively easy thing to do. Okay. Mapsik Machmasono. If somebody is holding out the property because he has a document, the bill of sale, benim says pesula, after the bill of sale was null and void, ain't a chazaka. It's not going to be a valid chazaka, which makes sense because obviously if the document is no good, so the rest of the chazaka is built on that art, that document should be no good as well. So it says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Machlokas. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, it's Machlokas. Actually, Machlokas, what the thing is, when the owner is found possible, whether he loses chazaka or not. So basically, the issue is, you know, he had a shtar, he had a chazaka. Does he undermine the shtar, undermine the chazaka as well, which is what you would expect from Shin Gamliel. But the shah is going to Rebbe, okay? Says the Gemara. It's Divrei HaKol. Well, how's it Divrei HaKol? I'm Rabbi Yossi who said, Tamon bebov ishtar v'chazoka. Over there, he comes with ishtar v'chazoka, and he's got to prove both. Hocha here, bebov ishtar. He really only came with the document. The other way around. Sorry. Amrei Yossi said, Taman bebov ishtar chazaka means by the case which we brought down in Amrach, you have a shtar and a chazaka. Since you have a shtar and a chazaka, so you have to verify them or not use them. Hocha here, bebov ishtar. Here, No, I'm still wrong. I'm sorry. In the case over there, but the case of Maxi Machmasono, all he's got is a shtar, right? All he's got is a shtar. So therefore, what do you ask him to do? All he has is a shtar. Produce a shtar, as I say, the shtar. In the case where you have a person in a shtar chazaka, then Rebbe holds you have an option. You can use either one. Okay, so that's the end. So I get Rebbe Yemiya Mar Machlokas, whether the chazaka is valid or not. Rishmo Amar Rabbi Ozei Zero, Rabbi Yaakov Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yaakov Avina said Dibri Yaakov, who everybody agrees how so. Rabbi Yossi said, Tama Baba Shara Chazaka, where you have an option. You change Shara Chazaka, so use whichever one works. Acha, Baba Shara, but here where you're coming specifically as a Shara, if the Shara doesn't work, then the whole thing falls. Okay? In other words, if there's only a Shara, not a Chazaka, so you have to figure out whether the Shara is good or not. If the Shara is not good, obviously the whole Chazaka falls. Rabbi Yehuda said, Taman, over there, it's Kibbah, it's really explaining. Kibbah b'shtei kiteyedim. It's like he's coming with two sets of witnesses. Meaning that person shtar chazaka, it's as if he's got two sets of witnesses, right? He can use either one. He's in a very good position. He can use whichever one, or at least there's one of Peter told you can use every one. But here, it should be kikoyfer b'rayosov. Here, it's as if he's denying the very proofs that he has, right? If all he has is a star, I think I'm right about this. I think it's correct, Shrapa. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's correct. So we say here, if he comes if he came with the Shtar Chazaka, so then it's like he has two sets of witnesses, and either one which works. Here, if it's the Shtar is no good, so it's if he denies only Ryan, therefore he can't do anything about it. Okay? Once the Shtar is proven to be no good, which is the case over here, so then what's he going to do? It's as if all his riots have been swept away, which makes sense.
It's all logic,
right? Right. Minus have Arab Lekalase. Right. Minus was the guarantor of his daughter-in-law's ksuba. V'avu dainik kamei Rabbi Chama, and they went to court in front of Rabbi Chama, and it should be avuid Rabbi Yeshua, who was the father of Rabbi Yeshua, and in front of Bar Kapora. Okay, instead of what it says in front of us. Mi the Haida, once he confessed. Now, I guess he confessed that they were liable to his daughter-in-law for a ksuba. So Midoida once confessed to Amalia Avis, they sent him give. So Shaul was Rabbi Chia Rabba. So they asked Rabbi Chia Rabba, I don't understand. Why does he have to give? The Chori shouldn't have to give. Because in this case, said the Beis and Paskin for Ryan Chama, they asked to pay his daughter-in-law for Ksuba. So the next day comes to Beis and says, I already paid her. They demand him to pay, and he says, I already paid her. So do we believe him when he said he already paid or not? Okay? The Oreb said he already paid. Should be Pater, right?
Right.
Should be Pater. Good point. Says more, no. Shoy Bechila Rebbe, Rebbe Chia asked Sholom Rebbe Chia Ruba. They asked Rebbe Chia the Great, Rebbe Chia the Grass, Amal Shol Rebbe Chia Lalu Rebbe. And he said, I'm a sky based, and somebody's liable to pay as a court penalty. Locally, money cancer already paid. He has to have eight of them already paid. My local imenu. Why is that? So Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, why is it strength of Rabbi Yochanan, name Rabbi Yochanan? Imei atzo mashalim, a person believes on a pays on his own, nemen lo manasati, he's believed to say I gave, because his credibility hasn't suffered any lasting damage yet. But mi pi acherim, if you only know that he's liable because other people have come and told you that he's liable, so then, yeah, in that case, he has no credibility. And so he has no credibility, so then, even though Basin said it's chayiv and he claims that he paid promptly, he needs proof that he paid.
Now, is this because of the ksumah
on the loan? What? It's because first he put up a smoke screen. Because he wouldn't pay until he slept the basin. So ever since he wouldn't pay until he slept the basin, so therefore it's kind of like a fine against him. You say, even if you claim a claim which would work under normal conditions, you already demonstrated yourself to be of questionable, reputation. So therefore you have to actually pay, okay, unless you have 80. So that's what he says, in Piachen Lokoy Men. Rabun Bakano Amar Guna said Apishvuske. Shvuz, same thing. It was interesting. Halacha. Mao Apishvuske. What does it mean Apishvuske? Rabbi Sher Yelvin said, Ime Atzmo Nishu. A person takes an oath on his own. Neman Lomar Nish Bati. He's allowed later on to say, I took an oath and we accept what he says at face value. Because he has Nemanus. Cherim. He goes it from other people. So Lokoy Menu. So he doesn't have the capacity excuse me?
The issue was taken and based it.
Yeah.
So, once the embraced it, testified, state that it's a way to shoot. So, once this is not the way to shoot.
Yeah, I'm not sure which was work outside of based it. Maybe he says he took a shvuah in another court in another city. But that is certainly the case, yeah. I'm just not sure. Your question is a good one. I'm not sure how it comes out that it took place outside of Basin. I mean, that's basically saying it has to be outside of Basin in order to be, that he should be believed. But you're right, shvuah by definition is taken and based in. So it's kind of a conundrum. At the same time, we're saying, well, he's believed that we didn't make the plaintiff come to basin, so he's believed. Maybe it's so about he came voluntarily. I don't know, maybe so about since he came voluntarily to basin to take the shvuah, that's his belief later on to say he took the shvuah. But he didn't come voluntarily, he only came because he slept there, so then we don't believe him later on if he says he already took the shvuah. Shvach. I don't know exactly what the parallel is. You're furrowing your brow.
Oh, I'm trying to.
Hey, Ma, it doesn't help very much. Really doesn't help.
Yeah.
So that's a boom. That kind of said, "I'm an apishvus came, my apishvus came." Right. But we should know that nish. But he comes his own volition, takes a shvuah and his own initiative. Loman, loman ishbati. Subsequently, believed to say, "I took an oath." And piachem, if other people slept in local manner, he doesn't have the right to any credibility. But we see what we do say is credibility is relative. It is a chiddush. We don't say exactly what's by shvuah. The main chiddush is that your credibility is in direct proportion to your original obduracy. If you originally, I don't know if that's the right word, but if you originally were obdurate, then the word means what it sounds. So sorry. Yeah, then when you originally were obdurate, recalcitrate. Then you lose credibility. If you originally were not so obdurate, then you may have maintained a higher degree of credibility.
The definition of obduracy is, I paid you back already, versus, I never took a loan from you.
No, that's not the definition. No, it's all how you respond to your initial taina. If the initial taina is, yes, I owe you, then you're not being obdurate. Your initial response is either I paid you back already, or I never owed you, then that's considered to be obdurate. Then you lose your credibility, if subsequently you're proven, of course, to be incorrect. Okay. Okay. Says the halacha further. Lichazav li biyadcha. You owe me a measure of, you know, a liters or whatever that is, a pound of gold. And lecha biyadi el liter kesef. Only owe you a pound of silver. Potter is exempt. Some might have been mixed us, because he's planting apples and the other guy's just planting oranges. They're not the same commodity, right?
But value-wise...
It doesn't matter. That's the next case. Dinar Zav, Yeshub Yadcha, if I claim you owe me a gold coin, in Lech B'yadi Ela Dinar Echad, and you respond, no, I only owe you a silver coin, El Dinar Kesef, I only owe you a silver coin, or a trace in a pundi or a pruta, any of those coins, chayev shall come in matve echad. By coins, yes, they are the same. They're all the same continuum called coins, but not by weight. Because by weight, weighted gold versus weighted silver are different commodities. Coins are all coins, but weights, you know, bricks.
The coins are different values.
That doesn't matter, but their coins are all in the same continuum. There's more coins, less coins. We might actually discuss it at some length now. Okay, Shmona shows Zav Yesh Liberkis. Okay, now this is a case out of Tosefta and Majusheni. Very much out of left field. The father's dying. He says to his son, you know what? I have eight of gold in the pouch which belongs to Majusheni. He doesn't know, nobody knows what the pouch is. And when they find the pouch, Lembo Nimtu Shmona Dinore Zav. You find eight coins of gold, or it should say here. It should say instead of what it says here. Actually, it should say Haray Lusheni. That's that money is going to be the Meiser Shady money because he said eight of gold. He didn't specify the size of coins. It came out to be eight gold coins. So there's something in Meiser Shady. Then it should say Nimsu Chamishim Sela O Masayim Dinar. It was found that if eight gold coins are 50 sela there or 200 dinar, which is the equivalent in smaller currency of eight gold coins. So in that case, it should, skipping down a line, haray elu chulin, they're chulin. Because shel zav means they're dafka gold. And what you found are coins of the same value, but not dafka gold. So therefore, there is no... there's this opportunity, it's whatever you love, what he's telling you about, it's not my sushen. Now what about if a guy said, Shmona, dinore is off, stress on dinor. Yesh the bikis, and I have in the my sushen wallet. But nimtu in that case, you find that's chamishim selo mosayim dinor, that's 50 dinor or 200 selo, which is the equivalent. So then in that case, we say, the charge of throws in here, if a guy says similar to the same thing, a guy says chamishim selali, he says I have 50 bucks in the purse, which is the same as $8. So he says instead of eight gold dollars, he says 50 bucks. So nimtzu, if you find out then that it should be this all still not gemar masayim dinarim, you find out with 200 dinar or equivalent eight gold coins. And if the guy says masayim dinarim yeshiva kiss, he has $200 in the kiss. It turns out to be 50. Now that back in the mor, nimtzu chamishim sel, turns to be 50 sel, or the eight gold coins. Haray elu sheni, is all meiser sheni. Because all these things, if you mention coins, $8, eight golden dollars, not the same thing as eight of gold. Eight of gold means dafka made of gold. $8 or 200 dinar or 50 sel, that means the value. And once you find the value, so already it's considered to be then Meiser Sheni money. Logical, right?
So it doesn't have to be the exact.
The same value, but not the same coinage. Because coins are all the same. Okay, coins are all the same continuum. Now, getting back to this. No, well, we'll get back to it now. Either one of us said now, or now everything will become clear. Lito Zav Libiotra. You owe me so we bring our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah says, Lichazav Libiotcha, you owe me a gold slug. Elchabiyaya Litra Kesef, you owe only a silver slug. Butter, he's exempt, right? Because it's not a continuum. What about if he said dinar zog? Now here it's everybody say it's very important. Here it says dinar, not dinarim. This threw me off. Before it was dinare, coins. Here it's dinar, coin. Okay, you see the difference? A yud, right? So I claim a dinar zog yeshiviyotcha. Ve'en chaviyadi el dinar kesef. And you will respond, you don't, no, not true. You know, I don't know you a dinar zog. I only cook kesef. And then the tradition shows in all the things that before, pundio, puto, whatever it is, chayev, he's choosing the word chayev. Oh, that's continuum already. Dinar zav is a gold coin. The other coins are also coins, it's a continuum. So says Maram Rabbi Yaakov Ravina, Rabbi Yaakov Ravina said, because mace initially, Abi Narmin, I thought initially, dinar zav, when you say dinar protrot, then it's dafka that, like prat, right? Specifically that. Can't be any other coin. Dinarezov, if you say gold coins, ain't on protrot. It's not specific. Okay? In other words, he thought there was a difference between with a yud and without a yud. Okay? Min madta, now here where I took Shaitan so throws in the whole thing, which you don't have. Min mad tani. Since it says back there in the Brice, we just learned, the guy says he had 18 norezov. Protrot means the opposite word, he said. Rabbi Yaakov Ravina said, because Mesa Avinam mean dinar zav protrot means that dinar zav can include any specific coin, even prutos. Dinar zav and dinare zav ain't a protrot. If you say dinare, then it doesn't include any coins. And from our mission, Bryce over back there, he proved that no, doesn't matter what's dinar or dinare, no matter what, as long as you don't say shells off, as long as you still in the word coin. Coin or coins, that means that even though the taina is of gold and the hodah is of silver, or for that matter, bronze or copper, it doesn't matter because coins are the same continuum. Slugs are not. If you say shells of, you said eight of gold. So even though that might constitute coins, but it's not for gold coins. And certainly if you said litros of, which is a slug, it's not for gold slug. Only if you say dinare or dinar zav, then it can be any coin in response to the claim. Okay? So it says the Gemara, that ilu mar dinare, however, ilu amar dinare zahav zahuv yos. If you say dinare zahav of gold, then of course it means that if the claim is in dinare zahav zahuv, response has been dinar zahav zahuv. If it's not, it's not much of a mixus. Because there he fixed it, dafka gold coins, not any other kind of coin. Right? Ashkechtani, Takalu found a price, which says, dinar zahav zahuv, if the claim was in zahav zahuv, and the response was in something else, taka potter, it's not considered to be much of a mixus.
He says it's a silver dollar, an actual silver dollar.
If he said actual, it's not made of a mixus.
So it's like the Zohar.
Right, absolutely. Except there's no one in mixus anyway, because he claimed a dollar and the other guy responded a dollar.
No, I'm saying, let's say for
Maizu Sheni. Oh, for Maizu Sheni. Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be Maizu Sheni, right? It would be cool. Good point. Okay. Kurt Voye Libi Okra. You owe me a measure of grain. And the Chabiyadi Aleph Kiddis only owe you a half measure of legumes. Butter, it's not made of mixus. Not minataina, right? Apples and oranges. They didn't have apples and oranges in the old days. A pity. Peres libiotcha. You owe me fruit. And the Chabiyadi Aleph Kiddis only owe you legumes. Chayef. That gets made of mixus. Shakidnis b'chal peres. Don't ask me why. A legume is a kind of fruit. Okay, it's fruit of the bush. Tanachiti v'ayla b'sorim. The classic way that Gemara always puts it, I claim wheat and you concede barley potter, not minataina. Rav Gamliel says, no, it's considered to be enough of a chiv. It's considered to be a mother of a chiv. Some of you claim some of his friend, this admission also in Ksuvus, claims some of his friend oil, or barrels of oil. Actually, it says barrels, oil barrels. It's going to come up in the Gemara. Vayelo b'kankani, meaning he concedes on the, I don't owe you the oil, but he concedes on the jugs. Simon Omar, oil, vayelo mina tiny yeshava. He conceded to part of the claim. The claim was oil and jugs, and he conceded it to the jugs, so he has to take a shvuah. No. This is not a concession. I'm always going to explain why. But it's not a concession. Even the Ikatayin was not on the jugs at all, but really only on the oil of the jugs, on the contents. So it's not Minatayin. Okay? Doesn't matter. That's not the Iker of the. It's completely null and void. It's not what they're claiming. Aron Gamliel said, "Run is the Rabbanu." Like what Rabbanu said, that the claim includes both jug and oil. Tano kelim karkos. If you made a claim on both kelim and karkos, Odelo bekelim bekofer karkos. He conceded on the kelim and denied the karkos, or vice versa, karkos bekofer bekelim. It doesn't matter, Potter, because there's no shvuah anything to do with karka. I wonder why. Must be a good reason for it, but there's not. I know, never thought about the reasons. No shvuah anything to do with karka. Okay, so therefore, even though the kelim. Since it had a part of the claim is no good, there's the claim that falls. Vis-a-vis Shua. Excuse me? I don't know, so what? I'm not sure whether it should make a difference. Okay, come up with something better. So it says, the mikzas are kalim, but if the claim was on kalim and he conceded part of the kalim, chayav. And then, if the claim was on kalim plus karkos and he conceded on part of the kalim, now he has to take a shvuah on the mikzas he's made, but also on the karkos. Because then, which principle kicks in? Not here it's called something else, you're right, but what's it called? Gilgul shvuah. Right, the shvuah rolls in. So that's the Gemara's language, not the Mishnah. Real estate, the metal thing make you cause you have to take a shvuah in real estate. Rabbi Yishim Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yishim Rabbi Yochanan. This is Gemara also Ksuvus reaction. Ksuvus is a very complicated Gemara here. Not complicated because it's hard. Complicated because all the Gersos are messed up. So I'm not sure. We only have like two. We're already over time. Let's see how we can do a couple more lines. Rabbi Yishim Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yishim Rabbi Yochanan. You claimed wheat. The guy could see the barley. But what if you claim wheat and barley? And he could see one of them. Everybody agrees it should be chayev. Obviously, Potter makes no sense. In that case, it's chayev. He claimed wheat plus barley. You can see the one of them. So then, everybody agrees that you're liable. Okay, still this does make sense, both in how I think about it. But everybody changes the gears to the chayef. Hi, it's not like it makes us. You were conceded on the entire, right? You claim chitim plus orim, and you conceded on the chitim. So, it's not like it makes us, because you concede the whole claim on chitim, right? No, but since you didn't concede the claim on sorim, so therefore it's like it makes us. Okay, that's where the chayef is for. Okay? Now, skip the next two lines, although we're just going to use fragments of them over the course of the next, subsequently. Rabbi Chimash Rabbi Yochanan said, Los, that was Rabbi Yamashim Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chimash Rabbi Yochanan said, Los of the Rabbi Tonal Chitiva Lobisoyrim. He said, Fakert. It's not just if you claim wheat and the other guy can see the barley, say your potter, Avni Tonal Shnei Midim Vahoda Lobachim, and even Chomim Potter. Chomol Yataka Potter. It's not, but it makes us like we just said. You claim wheat and barley, and the other guy can see it's just wheat. So it's not even mix us, because on the wheat he conceded everything, and the barley he denied everything. So if it's not even mix us, this would be to concede part of the wheat, a part of the barley, but not concede the wheat and deny the barley. Rabbi Avo, it should say here, Rabbi Avo, to take a look again, cutting paste or above, it should say, first of all, actually, to say first, the Shai Teretz Ogi Ephraim bring down here, not here, they bring down in Ksuvus. So why are we talking? So say Be'er Chiddush. Our Mishnah is a puny chiddush. It says, "I claim wheat, and you concede barley, so I'm butter." Say, "Much bigger chiddush." Say, "I claim wheat and barley, and you concede wheat. You're still butter." If that's true, what Rabbi Amit said, name Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiyan named Rabbi Yochanan, so say much bigger chiddush. That not only tonu chiti vodel basorim, not only apples and oranges, but not my mikdash, but if I claim apples plus oranges, and you concede only apples, that's still not my mikdash. That would be a much bigger chiddush. Why don't you say that? So says the Gemara again, according to, if you don't have this gear, so, Yishum and Tinir and Rabbi Gamliel and Machai. No, we want to say the chiddush. And Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel holds that the flip side of Rabbi Gamliel is chiddush. This makes Rabbi Gamliel much more mind-boggling. If you had just told me that a case where I claim chitim and sorim, and you could see just chitim, the Rabbi Gamliel is Machai Shvul, so that would be, you know, perhaps reasonable in my eyes. But what we want to say is the much greater chiddush, which Rabbi Gamliel says in our Mishnah, that if I claim wheat and you concede barley, that there's a shvua even in that case. That's a much bigger chiddush than Rabbi Gamliel. Okay. Now Reish Lakish says, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Avo says Kadar Rabbi Ami. Avo says like Rabbi Ami said that Rabbi Yochum does not hold in such a case that your potter rather chayv shvur it's on uchitim busorim and all of uchitim yitaka chayv shvur. Reish Lakish amar. Reish Lakish said, "Nere, the whole gears is messed up. Baruch Hashem, it's supposed to be like this." Masnisa, you know what? Maybe we'll leave it for tomorrow night because I'm ready, getting nervous. I'm that mar. All right, so let's we'll have to leave Reish Lakish for tomorrow night, and we'll come back to it.